Prologue. A heavy blow whose pain passes. Now I have killed the second of my three sons, him on my conscience. Chenra, the dog, is the last of them. He is now given a task which I myself was not able to fulfill. He must clean up my mind, put it together, and finally provide silence in my ending life. I have a problem. He is freed from his strings and is no longer a puppet of his master. When I let him make his own decisions, stopped directing him, I already knew it. This male was aware of his sovereignty, strength, and dedication to his world. It was going to be harder to impose my will on him, and my time would become increasingly short. I must watch him more intensely, follow his every step. If I lose sight of him for just a brief moment, everything I once wrote this book to do will be in jeopardy. Also, I now feel an irrepressible rage in him, combativeness, vindictiveness, deep anger. I gladly admit that I can understand him. Although he knows that all the previous events were important events on the way to peace, he still wants to repay me for my deeds as the architect of his world. I took Joliad and Amarok from him, and with my presumption and arrogance made him a being who had eaten the fruit from the tree of knowledge and now has to live with the grave consequences. But I am one thing above all, curious. Curious about how Chenra Gejaz will now continue his story. Although I can intervene to a limited extent, I also know that he will use every opportunity to defy me. That is his nature and should be no different. Even that is what I want. Between you and me, you, dear reader, who still stands by my side, are safe. Even a Kesar can't hurt you. As for me, however, I'm not so sure. Rest assured that although I won't mince words, I'll try to teach you self-understanding as gently as possible. I assume that you have not lost your courage. That is good. I know it wasn't easy to read the last pages of the second third of my story. Certainly, I could have worded some things a little more gently. But I have decided not to start putting on rose-colored glasses in the first place. The human mind does not know only love, understanding, and kindness. There is so much more, so much darkness. It, too, is a part of our being. For this very reason, I have taken it upon myself for this part of my story to describe the deeds of my loved ones and the actions in my world exactly as they happened, from my point of view. Be warned, because it also follows again now, honesty. Now let's see what this Alsatian will do. Let's follow him undetected. Believe me, I am as clueless as you are.